This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After days of emphatic denials in the face of growing evidence, Iran admits it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner when it was misidentified as hostile shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. All 176 people aboard were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered all responsible departments to, quote, take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army to place guilt, and a military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday, as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukraine's president said today he expects what he called a full admission of guilt from Iran and more, including the handover of the bodies of the victims, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Votes are being counted on Taiwan, where people today cast their ballots in presidential and legislative elections. The voting followed months of signs that China is trying to step up its political influence on the island that Beijing claims is a fallen away Chinese province. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
Voters lined up in thick crowds outside Taiwan's polling stations on Saturday morning in an early sign of strong turnout in a presidential election that will chart the future of the island's relations with China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. But Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
The United States has placed more sanctions on Iran in response to its missile attack on two Iraqi bases which housed American troops, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy unless it changes its behavior. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin at a White House news conference said the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
"The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons."
After weeks of political uncertainty, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll send two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate next week. That sets up a trial, APZ Donahue reports.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial could start next week. He's anxious to get started.
"It's been a long wait. I'm glad it's over."
The president was impeached in the House 3 weeks ago. Pelosi has been in a standoff with McConnell over how the trial would be handled. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says impeachment was based on assumptions and no direct evidence.
"It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here."
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi is doing this the right way.
"Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair."
McConnell wants a speedy trial without new witnesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased somewhat, and authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather. That should allow firefighters to improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning in Australia. Friday night, winds topping 100 kilometers an hour had whipped up a number of blazes to the emergency warning level. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.